A typical image for a college graduation ceremony involves proud parents taking pictures of their kids in cap and gown. Of course, many graduates are also parents themselves. In this report, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn focuses on two single moms graduating this month and a scholarship program geared to help people like them.
With a backpack slung on her shoulders, wearing a t-shirt, stretch pants, and sandals, Amanda Ruiz looks like any other UNC Charlotte student. But she is 30 years old, a single mom, and this is her fourth shot at college. Both of Ruiz's parents became disabled from brain illnesses her senior year of high school, and the family lost everything. She worked two jobs to put herself through school. Then she was diagnosed with Crohn's disease.
I was terrified.
Crohn's usually involves digestive problems, but Ruiz's was more debilitating. She was in and out of the hospital and susceptible to infections. Her Crohn's worsened and she developed rheumatoid arthritis. In between hospital stays, Ruiz tried to go back to school, working odd jobs to make ends meet, but
every time I tried to finish what I started, there was something like two steps forward, three steps back.
4 years ago, during a hospital stay, Ruiz says she applied to UNC Charlotte from her hospital bed. She got in and learned of the ANSWER scholarship program for moms. She applied and received a $5,000 award.
It took a huge burden off just knowing that I had that help. The financial support was such a relief. It literally felt like something was lifted off of me.
Ruiz is one of nine moms graduating this month who received assistance from the ANSWER Scholarship Program. Susan Anderson, a Mary Kay Cosmetics executive in Charlotte, started it in 2005 with $200,000 of her own money. She says she did it partly because she was in a situation similar to Ruiz's after her parents divorced her senior year of high school.
Mom was basically a housewife and she sold real estate for a while, and then my brother was disabled my junior year in high school, and she basically had to give up her real estate career to be with him and help him with his care. And then my dad just kind of skipped out.
Anderson says a four-year scholarship from a local organization paid for much of her tuition at UNC Charlotte.
I was so incredibly grateful for this gift because it was money that I did not have to borrow or pay back. And I made a vow as a young college graduate that one day I wanted to be able to help somebody else out along the way.
Anderson's ANSWER scholarship program is open to mothers 25 and older with school-aged children who live in Mecklenburg and its surrounding counties. Anderson says the graduation rate for program scholars is 87%. She attributes that partly to each recipient having a mentor who they have to contact at least twice a month.
Oftentimes, the easiest thing for a scholar to do is to quit school. So the mentor's job is to make sure, if at all possible, that the scholar stays in school when life gets tough.
That mentorship was a big help for 37-year-old Kiata Smalls.
She always gave me feedback. It's been times where the work was hard. I've called her and talked to her about it, and she gave me her input, and she told me to keep on pushing.
Smalls graduates this week from Johnson C. Smith with a degree in business administration. She became a single mother of three after her children's father was fatally shot just as her classes started at Smith 4 years ago. Smalls always wanted to go to college but had to take care of an ailing mother. She became a certified nurse assistant and worked part-time while at Smith. This past year, Smalls received $3,500 from the ANSWER program.
It was my last semester. I would have had to apply for more funding that I would have to pay back.
Small says it wasn't just the financial support of the program that she appreciated, but the camaraderie the scholars developed during the six times a year they met for half-day sessions. Amanda Ruiz agrees and says knowing she was not alone in being a non-traditional student kept her motivated. Ruiz has accepted a job with Bank of America in his Global Risk Analysis Program. Smalls is working part-time, doing interviews, and always carrying her dean's list and degree completion certification letter with her.
And that's my reminder to just keep pushing forward every day and try to teach my children the best. Never give up on anything that you're going through, just keep pushing forward.
Knowing that her scholarship program has not only helped educate moms, but also their children, makes Susan Anderson feel an overwhelming sense of pride. She says it's gratifying watching the moms she's gotten to know and their stories graduate, all part of a promise she made to herself when she walked in their shoes. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.